Real Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares When on this gloriously sunny day. Feels more like April than February. But here in the studio at Channel Radio, my name's Jan Mulligan, and in the co-presenter seat today we have Kerry Hales.
Hello, Kerry. Hello, I'm here again.
We were having a wonderful journey down today in all the sunshine.
It's glorious.
And we're hoping, because Kerry, as people know, is sitting in for the lovely Angela, who's upside down on the other side of the world. And if we're lucky, you never know. Not physically, but no. She might be phoning in.
She's always here spiritually.
Absolutely. Can't escape that. The effervescence of Angela is ever present. And if technology works out, we'll be hearing from her today. We're looking for the tweet online and the phone to ring and pushing a few buttons, and with any luck, it'll happen.
She's tempting us now. I won't spring it on you just yet, Jan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move swiftly onwards to talk about the main topic on today's show. We have with us Adrian Kearney from AK Pet Services. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Jan.
Welcome to Who Cares Wins. Now, some of our listeners might be thinking, hang on a minute, AK Pet Services, Who Cares Wins is health and well-being. How can pet welfare be health and well-being for humans? But of course, as you know, doing what you do, our health and well-being is influenced by those around us, and for some people, the most important people around them are their pets.
Yes, very much so. They're very much part of the family.
Absolutely. So if we can keep the pets healthy and happy, that will keep us healthy and happy.
Yes, very much so.
And you're one of those people who can really make a difference with that sort of thing. You're going to tell us more about the pet services in a moment, but let's get a little bit about background about yourself. Where did you start in life? What brought you to doing pet services?
Basically, my wife suggested it about starting the service, because basically they were struggling to get taxis and that to take people to the vets because the animal was injured. And they would get them to the vet sometimes but wouldn't come back for them. So my wife suggested about looking into it. So that's what I did.
Okay, so you may not know the answer to this one, but from the taxi viewpoint, is this because normal taxis aren't insured to carry pets, or they don't like that there might be, if it's an injured pet, there might be a bit of trauma?
There's a combination of the reasons why. I think you've got to look, you know, as a taxi, you've got to look at the next client getting into your vehicle, could be allergic to fur, you know. There's different things, and obviously time cleaning your vehicle if an animal is injured, and if there's, you know, mess on your seat, trying to clean it. So, you know, it's very hard for the taxi drivers. Sometimes they get criticised, but, you know, you've got to look at it at, you know, their point of view as well.
Absolutely. So it was your wife that enticed you in and gave you this sort of business idea.
Yeah.
What were you doing before that?
I started my own courier business, you know, transporting people's goods, really, and it's just a sort of a tag on from that, really, to making more use of the vehicle.
Excellent. But your involvement in pets, a pet owner yourself?
Yes, we've got three dogs and a cat that's 22.
Wow.
Wow, that's a well-being cat, isn't it?
It's a happy moggy, obviously well looked after.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning before you've got a link to dog training.
Yes, my wife's parents helped to start the Medway Dog Training Club up in 1959, so we're 55 years old this year.
Congratulations.
Obviously, I went along with my wife when I met her, sort of thing, to see about the dog training and got involved. And basically, my wife and myself are dog trainers at the Medway Dog Training Club.
And plug for that. I'm living in Medway, hypothetically. I'm not, but somebody will be.
It's every Monday night. We start at 7:15 through to about 10 o'clock. Different classes from puppy to rehome dogs to more experienced handlers and you know, obedience training for people that go to shows.
Right. So the full gamut of training there. So we'll obviously be giving your details out towards the end of the show, but if somebody's interested in that side of things, they can use the same contact details to get in touch?
Yes, so they can obviously contact me, or they can go on the website and look for the Medway Dog Training Club, and there's a good website there that can tell them the about the different classes and the costs.
Excellent. So we're going to delve a little bit deeper now into AKA Pet Services and what that means. And then around that, we'll talk about the specific qualifications, because it's quite a minefield, isn't it, to get involved?
It took me a good 6 months going through all the red tape with DEFRA and the local authority. But to be fair to both parties, they were very helpful getting me through it. But it wasn't easy.
Right. And just for our listeners, DEFRA?
Yes, DEFRA are the livestock agency, so I compile with the 2006 Act of Transporting Animals.
Ah, okay, excellent. So, you in a nutshell, never come across you before, what can you do for my dog?
And me. I'm the distressed owner that I can't get to.
Yes, it's basically a caring service that obviously a lot of times you go to pick an animal up, the owner's stressed as well as the dog, and it's been calm and looking after both parties, really, the owner as well as the animal that obviously is injured or is going for a routine appointment. Some dogs get stressed going to the vets, you know, they don't like going there because they've had a needle or they've had a bad experience or thing in the past, so they're a bit nervous knowing that they're going to the vet. So it's an all-round care thing of supporting the client at the vets as well as, you know, obviously taking them in a safe environment.
Right. So the pet owner can come with you when you take the vet?
In most occasions the owner will come with me, but there are quite a lot of occasions where I actually take the animal with a letter of consent for the animal to be looked at, with obviously a diagnosis of what's actually wrong with the animal, so that the vet knows what they're looking for, and then they will phone the owner to say, well, this is the treatment, or the dog or the cat needs to stay in with us for a couple of days, whatever needs to be done, really.
Right. So you've got that letter of authority, but you're not making a decision.
No, of course not. It's a family pet, and it's part of the family, and it's a family decision, you know, what they do with their animal.
And would you, if you'd taken the pet without the owner, so the owner's at home or away for whatever reason, do you stay at the vet's while the animal's being treated, or would you?
I will stay with them if it's a routine thing, but obviously if it's going in to have an operation or something like that, then obviously I'd leave the animal there and the vet or the nurses deal with the situation. Then possibly later on in the day, if the animal's safe to go home and has recovered okay, then I'll possibly go back and pick the animal up and take it back to their owner.
Right. And we've been tweeting about you across the week, promoting your appearance. And one of the ones that we put out was from gerbils to Great Danes.
Yes.
So that's the sort of the size range that you might deal with. But it's called Pet Services, and there are quite some exotic pets these days that people might have. Is that within your field, or?
No, not really. It's really household pets, because obviously when you start going into reptiles and those type of animals, then you need all the sort of heat pads and stuff, and it's a more specialist. But obviously there are specialist vets you go to with tropical animals that deal with those. You know, there's the Trinity Centre over in Maidstone is a very a centre that deals with tropical animals, and a special vet comes down that deals with a zoo and stuff that comes down certain days of the week to look at those type of animals.
So from what you've said there, obviously what dealing with the animals and the vets that you do, you will then know of on services that you can refer to if they need something a little bit more specialist?
Yes, yeah. There's obviously, you know, there are specialists around the country where an animal would go for a hip replacement, or a specialist, you know, repairing a leg, depending on, you know what needs doing.
Right.
So there are, you know, particular vets in different areas that specialise in certain operations. So those are the sort of places that an animal might be moved on or referred to.
Right, okay. And then coming back to, as we touched on, sort of the registration side of things and the insurance side of things, what's to stop somebody, you know, the man with the van, setting up as a pet services? Is there anything to stop them doing that in the first place?
You've got to go through certain procedures, obviously. You know, what I'd done was go through DEFRA. I have to apply by the 2006 Act. So every animal I transport, I have to fill a certificate out to say where, if I pick the animal up, where it's gone to, and the reason why the animal's gone to the vets.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a journey more than 50 miles, then obviously there's a different format we have to go through, where in case we have to stop to let the animal out to go to the toilet, or have to water it, you know, so that not anyone can just do it. There's certain procedures you have to follow, and obviously the vets that you deal with won't deal with anyone. They've got to know that their clients' animals are being looked after in the right way,
right,
and the right documentation's been done.
As a pet owner, then I'm looking for those registrations.
Yes.
Just saying, if only public transport had the same level of care for its passengers, it'd be very nice if Connex or whoever they are — they're not Connex anymore, are they? Southeastern — stopped every 50 miles and gave us a little walk and a bit of fresh air. That would be really nice. Okay, so in terms of the animals, from the gerbil to the Great Dane, you're obviously going to have some placid lapdog type animals, and then you're going to get the slightly more leave me alone type animals. So whatever writing's saying that you might have to have protective gloves, protective clothing?
Yes, I have certain equipment on my van, you know, obviously rubber gloves, sterile stuff to obviously dealing with certain incidents. I always have plenty of clean towels on board in case I need to wrap a wound up while we get to the vets.
Right.
It's very important to have all those types of things. Have water on the van, you know, if I need to wash something down, you know, and obviously the cages that I've got they collapse, so I can actually pull them out and disinfect and clean them properly. I personally feel that the fixed cages, I don't like them, because, you know, you can't get into every nook and cranny, but at least with the collapsible cages, you can actually take those cages out of the van and then disinfect and clean them properly.
And presumably over the years you've come across ill or injured animals. Do you have a certain level of animal first aid? Is that part of registration?
Obviously I'm not qualified to actually treat an animal, because obviously that's why we've got the vets and veterinary nurses. But obviously I do the basic care thing of, you know, getting the animal there as quickly as possible and stress-free as possible, really.
Okay.
And in confinement in cages, so they can't be, you know, the animal can't move around too much.
Right.
So it's very important they are secure.
And we've got, I know you've got some interesting stories for us about specific animals that you've dealt with over the years. But before we hear about the one, I'm just going to take a music track chosen by Adrian. I'm hoping today, folks, you can spot the link with our music tracks. Here we go, number one. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and
Channel Radio. Good afternoon. We're back at Who Cares Wins. And if we're lucky, we have Aussie Ange on the phone. Are you with us, Angela?
I'm never with you, Jan. I'm never with anything, am I? I'm always far, far, far away. G'day, folks. It's me from Down Under.
How is Down Under?
Down Under is very hot, actually. It's about 38 degrees today. Well, was. It's probably about... It's 11 o'clock at night over here in Perth, and it's probably out there now, I would reckon, about 22, 23 degrees.
Oh, we're not envious. We're not envious. We're not envious.
No,
we're in double figures.
No,
we are in double figures. It's a gorgeous sunny day.
I sent you the sunshine.
Thank you very much.
You're very kind.
So what are you up to at the moment? Where have you been? What are you doing?
Oh, I've been all over the place. You know me, Jan. And I've been to, funnily enough, I went into the Botanical Gardens when we were in Adelaide, which was about 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And wander, wander, wander as you do. And I came across a garden of health, would you believe?
Oh, wow.
And I took loads of photos, and I'll post them up because it was interesting how you were able to be taken on this wonderful journey of health regarding plants and research into lots of the plants,
yeah,
and still further research that's being done, and how they're really quite active over here to try and get more and more of the plant world back into mainstream medicine and, you know, hospitals and GPs.
So it's like,
wow, great stuff.
Yeah.
So I was taking loads of information about various plants. One of them was quite funny. I can't remember the name of the plant, but it said something about it helps with insanity. So I thought, oh, I wonder if anyone will notice if I just nick a bit.
Have a brush on that one.
So, yes, I've had some fantastic experiences and meeting people. Just their way of life out here is just so, they're friendly, they're laid back. They even talk slower, which is really hard for me, having to slow down.
Yeah, a good lesson for you.
First and second gear for a while.
Yes, and I'll just I'll bat that straight back at you, Jan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm in permanent fifth since you've been away.
I don't know. And hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Angie.
Good. I posted a Facebook picture on Who Cares Wins with my dog, and his health and well-being is when he comes out with me and my Land Rover.
Oh, very nice too.
It's the lovely picture of him driving the Land Rover, which was a little bit worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to try. Yeah, no, don't worry, listeners. I didn't actually put him in the car and ask him to drive. Although I think he tried, but I think it was just he was waiting for me to get back from the from having a coffee,
okay.
Which they're into out here. Surprisingly, they're into their coffee, and everywhere you walk, within every probably 50 meters, there is a massage. Chinese massage is really, really big out here.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next few stops you get is lots and lots of opticians.
Right.
So I don't know if that's linked at all. And lots of fitness and health centres, gyms, and then lots of sports shops as well. So I've already bought one more suitcase to put things that I've bought.
Well,
I saw a lovely pair of pink trainers.
Trying to work out if there's a sequence to those shops. Do you have your coffee first so that you've got the energy to go to the exercise? Then you get a bit blurry-eyed from the exercise, so you need the optician. And moving onwards to the massage.
Well, that's what we wondered, if there was sort of a... the other one is a few pathology. You can go in and have blood tests.
Okay.
Bizarre.
I don't know if that's linked to something to do with... They're very, very hot out here with blood alcohol in relation to driving, drink driving.
Okay. Yeah, you have to test yourself.
And so whether or not you get some sort of, you know, they pull you over and say, right, you've got to go and get, you know, have a blood test, so they need something quick. An instant, I don't know, but it's interesting to see the different. Here we are. I found it. I'm trying to multitask, as you probably gathered.
You just sound like you were drifting a bit.
I found the picture, which I'll post. It's I can't even pronounce it properly, but it's O E N O T H E R A is the first word. Okay. How would you say that?
Well, that's easier for you. You've got in front of
you. You lost me at E-I-O.
Venus is. An Iroquois, whatever that means, it's used as a treatment for laziness.
Oh, don't think you suffer from that, Angela. No. You don't need that piece of paper. Put it to one side.
Yeah, put it away.
And then there's also, there's various informations that I kept taking pictures of. And there's also a lovely quote, which I thought I'll give you as well today.
She does love a quote.
Oh, yes.
I do like my quotes, and I found this quote in the Garden of Health. Mm-hmm. And I thought, obviously meant to be. And it's by that lovely Hippocrates bloke.
Clever, that one.
Well, he had a few things to say. Mm. And he says here, a wise man, I'll just put in there woman as well, ought to realise that health is his or her most valuable possession.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, he gets 10 out of 10 so for that, and you get 20 out of 10 for finding that.
Well, yes, and also I thought, shall I put some graffiti of, you know, Who Cares Wins Radio underneath? I didn't, Jan. Don't
Thank
panic.
You.
I was a good girl. But I miss you all, listeners. I miss you all.
Oh, we miss you too. And this is, you're phoning in today, so this must be costing you a few dollars, sterling, whatever.
Probably. I put some more on my... I've got an Aussie mobile phone, which I'm ringing from, which is cheaper than ringing from a normal mobile phone, which is on contract, and they charge you in England, and, oh, it's all strange, and it goes probably via Dubai or something anyway.
But
so
in
I think this is easier.
3 weeks' time, when we have our anniversary, we're hoping that we can hook up through Skype, and then that's obviously...
We are hoping technology will be with us, Jan. Yes. I've got Skype. I'm going to be in a place which will have... I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we'll have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the big key. If it's not necessarily a great signal, then that might limit us. So, if not, I'll call in because it's our anniversary. I can't believe it.
Listeners, 1 year old. Oh.
We've been going for a year. Well, it wouldn't be with people like Adrian.
No longer a baby. You're a toddling now.
Sorry, say again, Angela. Because Kerry says we're
without
toddling.
People like without people like Adrian, we wouldn't still be going, would we?
We wouldn't indeedy. No. So
all our marvellous
lovely guests, and Adrian's with us today from AK Pet Services. So we're going.
I know, and a brilliant job, brilliant job he does too. So I will let you have more of a chat with him. I'm listening in, so I'm going to listen to the rest of the show as long as my buffering works. Sounds painful, I know.
This is like having the teacher looking over one shoulder.
Yes, no pressure, no pressure.
Oh, you
should be tweeting, going, ask this question. You forgot that bit.
Well, continue having a fantastic time, Angela. We love having your photos and your tweets coming in, and it's a shame we can't be in contact more frequently, but it's been great chatting with you today. You sound like giggling for
I'm having I'm doing definitely the R&R bit, and as I say, people that I'm talking to afterwards, I say, oh, you know, I really either enjoyed their retreat or where we stayed, and I say, yeah, you know, I run a radio show back in London, so we're going to be talking about it when we get back. Oh, really? So I think we're going to probably be gaining more listeners overseas here, which is great news, and obviously I head down to New Zealand next week, so... Right. I'll probably talk in a different accent then. But of course, I'll leave you off because you're going to talk with Adrian, aren't you, about that parrot story?
We are, the parrot, yes. It's not the Monty Python
sketch.
Oh, anyway, big hugs to everybody. Big hugs to you, Jan. I'll speak to you soon.
And you, Andrew. You take care. Have fun.
Take care. Bye, Kerry. Bye, Adrian.
Bye.
So there she was. Happy and bouncy as usual. Angela down under. And... Well, I'm tired just talking to her. She's got so much energy. We're going to
And is it 11 o'clock at night?
Absolutely. But our main focus for today's show, we have with us Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services. And just before that last break of music and our chat with Angela, we were talking about the type of animal you may have in your vehicles, and also sometimes the injured animals you come across and the vicious animals you might come across, as well as the placid one. And a couple of the stories that you sort of tweaked my interest with when we spoke earlier last week. Firstly, the dog story, that you came across an injured dog.
Yes, it was a very nasty accident. A dog had been hit by a car, and unfortunately the stomach was open. Ooh. And obviously had to be got to the vets very quickly. Mm. So one of the things I do have on is a lot of towels and that. So I wrapped it around the chest area, then tied up with other towels to hold everything in to make sure that the stomach didn't actually come out or anything like that. And got it to the vets as quickly as we could. And thankfully, they were able to clean it up and stitch it all back up.
Excellent.
And the dog was fine.
Full recovery.
Yeah.
So, were you happened to be on site at the time, or somebody phoned you?
No, I got called out, by the vets to say that there was an injured animal.
Right.
I didn't, you know, until I actually got there, I didn't realise what the situation was until I actually got there.
Right.
So, does that happen often? Like, in terms of your clients, are most of them people who call and book? I mean, because obviously, you know, not. I mean, there's planned expeditions to the vets, but you know, as a pet owner myself, I don't like to go to the vet very often, if at all. But if you do need to go, so obviously there's a plan, but the most of people when they go to the vets, like going to the doctor, it's unexpected. So you must get calls all through the day and night, and then what's the difference, or how often do you have to sort of deal with accidents? Or
well, it's through the daytime mainly, it's routine appointments. It's really in early evening stroke overnight that you get the emergencies, and that's obviously I get called by the emergency vets because what happens is a lot of vets will close at a certain time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and same with the PDSA. That one of the main emergency places is the PDSA hospital at Gillingham. And a company called Vets Now take it over.
Right.
And they look after all the PDSA emergencies.
Right.
Stroke a lot of the private vets emergencies. So you know, they're inundated with calls coming in. And obviously, sometimes they get a call where a person hasn't got transport, or they've gone out for a drink on a Saturday night, come home, and they find that their animal is ill. Obviously, use sensible, not try and drive. So then the emergency vets will give my telephone number out, and so that, you know, I might be able to help them. And that's how it sort of happens, really.
So your service is 24/7 then?
Yes, it's 24/7, the service.
So you don't drink?
No, I don't.
You don't get those joys?
No, no. I've actually started losing weight, so it's been quite a healthy...
A healthy
yes, business. Yes. That's, I like that. Yes. Yeah. Health and well-being all round. And in terms of that 24/7, is that also 365 days a year?
Yes, very much so, yeah.
And so as the pet owner, are they're booking you direct? And
yes.
And they're paying you direct?
Yeah. The vet obviously gives my information out, and then it's down to the owner if they want to use me. They will phone me up and, you know, ask if I can do the job, what the cost is, and how quick I can get there to, you know, to respond to the actual emergency.
Right. And so if the pet needed a course of treatment and it was going to be regular, can somebody book you kind of on a block?
Yes, you know, what happens sometimes, I go to the vets with the client, support the client, and then the vet will say, oh, we want to see you back in 2 weeks' time. You know, that then the client will ask me, can I, you know, help them out in 2 weeks' time? Always have my diary handy and able to book in a suitable time that suits them and suits me, obviously, depending on what work's already booked in.
Right. And so you mentioned earlier that it's pet services, so it's traditional household pets.
Yeah.
One pet more than the other, do you find?
There are more dogs than cats, right. but from
do you
month
think that's
to
the
month.
Size or the nature of that?
No,
dogs get more
I think
upset?
It seems to depend on the year, you know, right. time of the year. Sometimes you get some months you get more cats than dogs, and other months there's more dogs than cats, but overall it's more dogs.
Right. And have you noticed any change with the different breeds that people have now? Are you getting one breed of dog being more popular or needing the vets more often even?
Yeah, the Staffy is obviously a very popular breed.
Right.
But obviously the Labrador is another favourite. It's the Staff is definitely the most popular dog around at the moment.
Right.
So in terms of owners of those dogs, and is there certain, like within your clients, as in, well, you have two clients, don't you? Obviously the dog and the owner.
Yeah.
And in terms of the owner, what type of person generally needs your services, obviously sort of an emergency,
yeah.
But as an able-bodied person, but I mean, I have children at home,
yeah.
And if obviously my partner's there, so one of us could go, but
yeah.
We might have had a drink.
Yeah.
So I initially would thought that it would be the older generation that would use you, but...
No, it's not actually. When I first started business, I expected that to be the case, but if anything, it's totally the other way around.
Oh, interesting.
It's because the younger people can't afford to run a car.
Of course.
Pay for the insurance and have a vehicle. And it's actually, you know, more younger people that use the service because the older element have got family that sometimes can help.
Right. Oh, interesting.
And with your experience of obviously going to the vets more often, are you, somebody approached you and said, I'm thinking of getting a cat or a dog, which breeds are the healthiest? Is that something you're aware of? With
I don't get involved in that side, really, because everyone's different. They, you know, obviously, depending on the house you're in, what size dog you can have, you know. So it's very much what the owner can do and what can't do. And obviously, if they have children, they want to, obviously, a smaller dog. Sure. Maybe, you know, it's really down to them.
Right. Well, we have a linked story coming up in a moment about... Yeah. Getting a replacement dog, which you did have a hand in. But just before that, our next clue on the music. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
A house fire can take away a lifetime of memories in 2 minutes. About the time it takes to test all your smoke alarms. Fire kills. You can prevent it.
Channel Radio. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins with myself, Jan Mulligan, and my co-presenter today, Kerry Hales.
Hello, hello.
And our guest in the studio, Adrian Kinney of AK Pet Services. So before that music break, dangled the enticing story. Well, it's a bit of a sad story, but with a happy ending. One of your clients who's been using you for several years had a dog. Was a dog owner?
Yes, very much so.
And I'm not going to give too much away, but we'll start off with the fact that it's a lady of mature years.
Yes, there's a very, very nice lady. She's actually 92 now.
Wow.
And she had a dog called Lizzie who unfortunately had to be put to sleep. Mm-hmm. But she was 17 years old, so she had had a good life.
That's a good long relationship.
Yeah,
had
very much so, and was well looked after. Always was her coat was always beautifully combed and everything. A really lovely dog. And unfortunately, on the Thursday, I had to take her to Mr. Shepherd's in Gillingham. And unfortunately, they had to put the dog to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it was a very sad occasion. All the nurses were upset, as well as, obviously, the lady concerned. And obviously, then I took her back home and made sure she was okay, and got a neighbour to come round and make sure she was okay and stayed with her for a little while. And then on the Monday morning, I got a phone call from her saying, "Adrian, please, can you help me? I need to get another dog."
Yeah.
She said, "You know, I need that companion." So I said, "Well, I'll do everything I possibly can to find you another dog." So I started on the phone phoning around, and eventually the Dogs Trust down in Canterbury wouldn't promise of a dog, but said, "You know, if I'd like to bring the lady down, do the necessary paperwork, and then they would interview her and then make a decision." Because obviously for her age at the time, they were a little bit sceptical, you know, would she be able to...
So know, a bit like adopting a child, they've got age limits
yes,
for adopting
pets. Yes, very much
pets.
So. Right. And obviously it would have to be the right type of dog because of her age and stuff. So we went down there, and thankfully all the vetting passed okay. I took a form back to Mr. Shepherd for him to sign and fax back to say that she was a responsible owner and had always used him as the vet, so that obviously they knew they got good veterinary care.
Sure.
And thankfully they found I had a dog there that was 10 years old, was called Mildred, but
oh,
but we actually renamed it Millie. Yeah, it was a nicer name in some respects.
So, I don't know, I like Mildred.
Yeah,
that sounds like a right proper name.
Millie's more friendly, I feel.
Yeah.
So we were very lucky. We were allowed to take around the grounds and have a walk with the dog, and the dog didn't pull her, the lady. So it seemed, you know.
What type of dog was it?
It was a Heinz 57.
Oh, the best. Bitter.
Yeah, but it was a lovely small dog.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm a great believer that, you know, dogs actually know when they're going to be when they're rehomed, that they're getting a second chance, and obviously, you know, give back a lot more than you expect.
Because you were mentioning this when we were talking in the green room before the show with your dog training, that you do the intake group.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of them can be rehoused.
Yes, a lot of the dogs there are older dogs, or they've been rehomed. And obviously you never know what environment they've come from, what's happened to them in the past. And it's a learning process of finding out what, you know, has happened in the past, and you get to get a picture over a few weeks. You'd see them each week, and you see how they develop, or certain things you need to do to make them develop.
Yeah. But there's certain type of person that having a dog that needs that. I mean, you ooze sensibility. You're a very calm, soothing natured person.
Absolutely.
In here, isn't it? I mean, sometimes when you have guests in, and everyone can get very excited and woo, but you being in here is like sort of I feel very safe and very
reassured.
Calm, very
absolutely
reassured. And you need that with a dog that may well have come from, you know, you don't know what's happened to them their homes before, or why they're being rehomed.
No, that's right. And you've got to do that approach when you approach the dog as well, sort of thing, that, you know, the dog realises, you know, there's no fear, and they haven't got to fear you, that you're there to help them. Because they are a packed animal, and they've got to be taught where their pecking order is in the household. So it's very important how you do that.
And does that sometimes cause difficulties when you are collecting a pet, if the household is not very calm and controlled and pecking
orders?
Yeah,
sometimes it does, but it's strange that the dog actually knows, you know, someone like myself that, you know, that I'm
in
charge.
Yeah.
I'm in control. You know, I'm in control of the situation. The dog seems to respect that.
Right.
Yes, you get the odd occasion where a dog wants to voice its opinion to you, but, you know, you just have to take that bit more time in getting control of the dog and putting it into a safe environment.
Right. And we were talking in the break about this, the emergency service side
of
what you do. Kerry, you described it as like a pet ambulance.
Well, it's like a pet ambulance because you were talking about sometimes you need to pick up a vet and a nurse in your van to attend injured animals.
Yeah, it's mainly really with the emergency vets because obviously because they're covering such a big area and don't always know the client, they need obviously a vet and a nurse. And having me there as well is an extra bit of security because they don't know what sort of environment they're going into. And plus, I can carry all the equipment on the vehicle for them that they might need. And obviously, if the animal does need to be removed from the incident, we've got a vehicle that can safely be taken away in with the vet and nurse there with them.
Right.
And we're going to have another piece of music now. We've been talking cats, dogs, and the larger size of the pets. We're now going on to a slightly smaller pet with music, but a really, really funny story from Adrian afterwards with our feathered friends. So stay with us for that story. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. You've got a beautiful chin. You've got beautiful skin. A beautiful face, you got taste, you got beautiful eyes, you got beautiful thighs, you got a lot without a doubt, but I'm thinking about blowing you out, 'cause you won't stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? Just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. Charm. You got wonderful air. We make a wonderful pair. Now I don't mind having a chat, but you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit. Channel Radio. Well, we've been rabbiting on Who Cares Wins with Adrian of AK Pet Services. We've been rabbiting so much that I do apologise. I cut him off in his story about the lady and the dog and the crowning moment of that story.
Yes, so I think the most satisfying thing about the whole story is when we were taking the dog home, the smile on the lady's face, you know, she'd got a new companion, you know, and obviously that was so important to her. And it was, you know, fantastic to see. And seeing the dog now has got his own armchair in front of the TV with its cushions and really made itself at home.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we've saved, personally for me, the best story to last. I've been tweeting about this all week, how some of your clients of the either furry or the feathered kind can get you into hot water occasionally.
Yes, my favourite customer, Samson the parrot. He the first time I had to take him to the vets to have his nails done, I had to pop in to the petrol garage to put some fuel in, so we got there safely. And As I got out, I was filling up, and a young lady pulled in front of me and started filling her vehicle up, and the parrot wolf whistled her. And of course, this young lady turned around and looked at me, and I totally went bright red.
Cheeky little parrot.
Yes. Yeah.
You were guilty. Yes. Your red face.
Yeah, I couldn't really turn around and say to you, it wasn't me, it's the parrot.
See, every man needs a parrot to blame. But you've also told us that Samson almost indicated through habit when he wasn't well himself.
Yes, one of the times I had to take him to the vets, he had been pulling out his feathers in his back. And what it was like the problem was is a vitamin deficiency.
Right.
And they gave the owner some liquid to put in their water to help with the vitamin side of things, so he didn't carry on, hopefully, pecking all his feathers out.
Yeah.
But he's definitely recovered.
Very vocal.
Yes, very vocal.
And so I guess you might sometimes, with the owner being anxious and over the health of the pet, but also you're coming into contact with lots of different pets, breeds, might notice a problem in an animal that possibly the owner hasn't vocalised or hasn't noticed.
Yeah, it has happened on a number of occasions, really, and obviously you have to be very careful that you don't mention too much, because obviously you don't want to upset the client. Sure. You know, the client already is stressed enough as well as the animal, and it's very important when I actually get to the vets, then, you know, possibly if I've noticed something, talking to the vet or talking to the veterinary nurse that will have seen, to give them that extra bit of information that will help them diagnose what the problem is.
Right. So just going to think sort of out of the box now, out of the kennel, if we can say that. The primary service we've spoken about today is transporting the animal to and from the vets to and from the animal hospital. But presumably anywhere within your geographical area, which, am I right to say, it's Kent?
Yes, it's mainly Kent. Okay. I do go outside Kent. That's only really when it's a specialist vets it's going to be referred on to.
But hypothetically, I want a day out with my pet. I want to take my dog on a long walk somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You could presumably pick me and the dog up, take me to the Kent Downs. Downs in Kent? I'm thinking of Sussex, aren't they?
I do have a couple of clients that on a Sunday go to their family for Sunday lunch.
Right.
So I pick them up and their pet and take them for their Sunday lunch, and then pop back in later on in the evening to pick them up to bring them back home.
Do you get a doggy bag?
Yes, a doggy bag, yes.
Oh, Jan, that's just
bad. You laid that one up for me. Yeah. And how about airport runs?
I've only ever done one airport run so far, because there are quite a lot of specialists that do take animals abroad.
Okay.
So, you know, they're licensed differently, because obviously there's a lot more criteria they have to go through. So it's a more of a specialist thing. Right. So I've done the odd one where the owner and obviously the animals going out the country, but obviously there's certain paperwork that has to be done, and then obviously at the airport, cargo people then have to do certain paperwork to make sure everything's right, you know, to take the animal abroad.
And presumably on the flip side, those specialist companies probably then don't do.
No, obviously they specialise in, you know, that. And I'm very conscious of not trying to spread too far.
Sure.
You know, and I enjoy meeting the client, you know, having that contact and meeting the animal. And it's quite nice now, as, you know, you get regular clients, the actual animal recognises you and is pleased to see you.
That must be very satisfying.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, that is, especially if they know that you'll probably take them to the vet. I mean, that's quite a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very excited.
Agency. Oh, I get to go in the agent's car. Oh, shit. I forgot about that bit.
Yeah.
Language, Timothy.
Yeah.
So, is there a pet, a breed, a variety of pet animal that you haven't transported that you're waiting for? You're just thinking, I hope this is the call that's going to let me.
The only animal I haven't taken to the vet so far is a gerbil, actually.
A gerbil? Oh.
Yes.
So, listeners, can you help Adrian fulfil his wish for gerbil transportation? Well, a tweet came up just as I said that.
Yeah, I know, it's the strangest request.
I know, it's Angela saying she misses her dog. Not a gerbil, though, so we can't help you out there.
Yeah, so they should send, she misses her dog. Could you do an airport run down under with her dog?
If you're paying Angela, he'll be there.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
So, in terms of our listeners getting in contact, we've got various links for you.
Yeah.
The website is probably the good one for explaining what you do, because brilliant, brilliant things. You've got the top 10 reasons to use AK Pet Services is there. And actually, there's more than 10, so that's value for money straight away.
Yeah.
but over 30 years' experience of handling cats and dogs, you're a qualified dog trainer, specialist equipment, all certificated up to the hilt.
Yeah.
And that information's on your website, which is?
It's www.akpetservice.co.uk.
Remember the .co. And you're on Twitter, because we've been tweeting like crazy during the week. And that is?
AK Pet Services.
Excellent. So we will be publicising that onto Facebook and onto Twitter again. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it was an enjoyment coming down and a lovely sunny day on the marsh.
Absolutely. Well, you brought the sunshine with you. All your happy animals are wishing you well, wishing you a good day. And we've loved having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank
for your
you
time.
For coming in.
Yeah, cheers.
And sharing how I hope this comes across over the radio, but you is such a different presence in the studio of because obviously. I mean, I used to groom dogs many, many moons ago, and people need to trust in the people who look after their animals so much more, and you have to have that rapport and that sense of genuineness that you have about the care of animals, and that is all about well-being, not only for me as an owner, because I don't want to hand over my poor pet to anybody.
Yeah.
So, and it's that trust and I, you know, a website, and you can read things about things, but you don't get that feel for you as a person, you know, in terms of well-being of that you really do need that as a pet owner. So I hope that does come across to our listeners.
And if you network in Kent, Adrian's regularly at the tweet ups in Whitstable, Canterbury, Faversham.
Yeah.
So if you want to put a face to the name, we will be posting photo of Adrian at the end. But if you want to, no, say the end, on Facebook. But if you want to put a face to the name and have a chat, then you'll probably bump into Adrian at one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, just give him a call and have a chat. We have numerous events.
We do.
Up.
We've got lots. You've given me loads today. I'm going to be
your
a busy
start
lady.
At 10.
I feel like I'm Maura Stewart. Right, so on March the 1st, which is Saturday, at 3:30 till 5, there's a More Than Yoga in Ramsgate, which is introducing the first monthly ladies' self-awareness and self-defense meeting, training with a martial artist and a shiatsu, Steve Carter, from Zenergy Clinic, which is morethanyoga.co.uk. That's on the 1st of March on the Saturday, 3:30 till 5:30 in Ramsgate. March the 4th and 5th, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, the NEC Birmingham is the Health and Wellbeing at Work, very huge conference. So you can join the Health and Safety at Work network for £35 and gain free access to the whole conference. Or you can pay on the day or for 2 days, and it will cost you an arm and leg, £250 or £450. Know which one I would prefer to do. So
join the network.
join the network, people, if you fancy going. It's the NEC Birmingham, and it is healthatwork2014.co.uk. March the 6th, Thursday, from 7:30 till 9, it's More Than Yoga's next ladies group, Mindwise Choice for Wellbeing, again in Ramsgate. Again, morethanyoga.co.uk. And on April the 7th to the 10th, we're in April already, Jan.
We are, just because early booking is required.
Oh, early booking, there we go. It's just so efficient. In Southampton, Institutes of Ergonomics and Human Factors, the IEHF. Oh, look, there's a...
Yeah, I'm grinning.
Annual conference,
my
which is the... Jan's
I have
baby. Jan's
body,
baby. She
it
has
not,
a
folks.
Professional. She is very professional. www.ehf2014.org.uk.
And just before we get to your exciting
news,
we've got a couple of things in February, because we've been talking about March, But we found you a couple of free things to do.
We did, which I think are brilliant. So you definitely need to go along to these if you are local to these. It is free meditation and yoga in Kent, which is on 7:30 every Wednesday. Or if you can't do an evening, or if you can do it, and should we say you can do it in the day, not an evening, on a Friday at 10, which is in... Where is it, Jan?
They're both in Canterbury.
Stephen Centre. Oh, actually, there are different places.
Venues.
Yes, on a Wednesday evening at 7:30, it is at the St Stephen's Community Centre, Tenterton Drive, Canterbury. And on a Friday morning, it is in Cafe Maresque, 8 Butchery Lane, Canterbury, which is on, so Friday morning and also Wednesday evening. So they are both free, meditation and yoga. You just turn up. It says the best parts, these are free, no strings, no catch. Everyone is welcome. Bring a friend, bring yourself. All are welcome.
Now, those last two, the free meditations, they were notified to me via the Meetup website. It's meetup.com,
yep.
Is it? Yep. And this was the website that last week's guest, Stephen Haynes, mentioned through his workplace health and wellbeing movement. That is set up on the Meetup group. And if you sign up to Meetup, you tell them your interests, you then get sent notifications of events in
Great.
Your area.
So and also for all of our other wellbeing people who want to publicise their
Absolutely, good their place
things.
To go. So we'll
I'll be going on there myself.
Promoting all of those on Facebook and giving you the Meetup link.
And
but
we also,
last but not least.
Brenda.
Two more. Brenda?
Yes. Brenda is her free session on the goal setting workshop, personal goals, relationships, material, financial. It is on Sunday the 9th of March from 10:30 to 1:30 at the Horsebridge in my town, Whitstable.
And that's another free event.
Free. It is free.
We love free.
Book your place. Free. Brenda Cameron.
Now, the next one might cost you because you don't have to do anything other than hand over your hard-earned money. Because Kerry, and we think Angela, are going to be doing...
Oh, me. She's back
activities.
To me. I thought, what's she talking about? Yes, me. Yes, I'm doing a triathlon. I'm doing a triathlon for the Kent... ambulance. It's on the 5th of May and I'm training hard with a group of lovely women who are doing it for their first time as well. We're doing a sprint triathlon because I need to do it to get fit. They just need to get fitter. And we are doing different things all between now and the 5th of May. So if you I'm on my website, on my Facebook, so just find me Kerry Hales or kerryhales.com or Kerry_Hales, which is my Twitter. I'm everywhere.
She's
just,
everywhere.
Just Kerry Hales.
And Angela said she was going to get fit
yes.
while she was away and hopefully join you on her return for that training. So we'll keep you up to date with that sort of thing. And our last posting for this show is our acronym quiz.
Yes. Oh, she's got to get a paper back.
We hope you're
the
all
acronym
taking
quiz. Part. Acronym quiz number 7. And number 7 out of 12. So we are this week, it is NLP. Now, I know one of those. I was like, ooh, I know one of those. So this has been cropped in several times, several shows, but there are two possible answers. One from Angela's Business World, which I probably know, and one from Jan's. But we will accept either.
Absolutely. So if NLP yes, means
NLP.
Anything to you,
mm-hmm.
you've got a chance of getting that one right.
On
and
our
Facebook
page.
There are two possible answers we'll accept. So
yes.
Pop that to one side, and later this week I'll be posting the February entries up on Facebook, so you should have 8 by then, 4 from March and 4. No, we'll have 7, won't you? Because we said it's week 7. I think it's probably time to start signing off.
Yes, next week.
Next week, absolutely. Next week our guest is Claire Brummel of Love, Polarity and Passion.
Oh,
sounds interesting already. Claire is an international relationship specialist known as Relationist. And she'll be explaining how to solve the most common relationship problems.
Oh, no, don't tell me everyone needs one of those.
At some point in time, if not regularly. So tune in next week, channelradio.co.uk for Who Cares Wins at 3:00. But we're repeated on Thursdays, 12 to 1. Also, the Channel Radio's Listen Again website. And Angela's website, Another Journey Begins, has a host of back shows, as does mine, Greenleaf Ergonomics. Thank you very much for coming on the show today, Adrian.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Kerry, for being Angela.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a lovely
no
week,
one's
everyone.
Angela, just her.
And thank you, Angela. It's great to chat to you. We'll speak to you again soon. Have a lovely week, all. Bye for now.
Bye. Let the dogs out.